You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for third period action.
We're back at the Evinrude Center as the Peterborough Pete's, the Jesse's Tap and Grill, Peterborough Minor, Adam AAA Pete's, that is, trying to take this one home as they're in a commanding 4-1 lead against the visiting Ajax Pickering Raiders. And there's the puck drop for the third period. The Raiders, they're no slouch of a team, but the Pete's, they're just outplaying them right now. The Pete's are looking very good. And if it wasn't for Backer, the Raiders' goalie, I'm not sure what the score would be. Backer has been playing on his head all game. The Raiders now start this period off on the attack. They're going to need something quick if they want to get back in this game. Quick and often. Of course, they need at least three to get to overtime to get a result out of this game. And the Raiders still on the attack. The shot from the point, wide of the net. Hunter Medeiros battling for it. One Pete goes down. That's Elliott in the corner. Three players there battling for it. Yemma comes away with it behind the net. Good chance there by McGuire. Doesn't work out. The Raiders still in the attack, though. The shot didn't reach the net. Got deflected. Dowdy behind the net. Forces the rare turnover. You don't see that often. The Raiders still in the attack now. Shot wide of the net. Around the net. Behind the net. Now Ahmed has it at the point. Keeping it in. Good job there by Ahmed. Dowdy along the boards. The Raiders, you can tell this is the last period they have. They're giving it all right now. See if it'll pay off for them at all. The Petes, good job defensively to bend but not break. And again, it's Oliver Yemma for the Raiders. Keeping it in there, keeping the attack on. Medeiros. He pushes the Pete off the puck. Not enough for a penalty though. And the Petes just get it into the neutral zone. Ford for the Raiders sends it right back in. And that looked like from up here it could have been offside, but the ref didn't think so. Gotta play on. Now the Petes send it all the way down the ice for an icing. And that puck will come right back down into the Pete zone with 13 minutes remaining in this third period. On the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5. This is the second time the Jesse's Tapping Grill, Peterborough Minor, Adam AAA Pete's have made it on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week so far this season. And if it ends like this, they will be 2-0. And I think losses have been hard to come by for the Pete's so far this year. Not that they're looking for them. As mentioned again, the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, the Pete's, no matter what Pete's level, they're undefeated so far this year. There's been a couple draws, but no Pete's team has lost on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week in the second season. Knock on wood. Let's hope I didn't just give them the commentator's curves. But the Pete's are looking good, and Evans is back on the attack, cutting inside. Gets the puck taken off him as it just slides behind the Raiders' net and the Raiders' defense. The first one's to it. McIntyre at the point for the Pete's now. The wrister doesn't quite reach the net. It's Cole Allman, I think it was, blocked it from getting on net. And the puck, Kekki at the point now. He has tons of time. Wrister, Baker, that glove. Baker just has eyes for the puck the whole time. You're not beating him on that glove side, I'll say it right now. 4-1 Pete's, 12:18 remaining in this third period. The Raiders, of course, as mentioned, have to get something going soon. Three goals is the deficit. The face-off, quick shot, oh, blocked, didn't get the shot off with the Pete's. They're still on the attack. Now the Raiders have the puck in their own zone, looking to break up ice. It's Mateo Zamora cutting inside. Dunford battling for him. Zamora has it. Three Pete's around him, though, in the Pete's zone. Still in the Pete's zone. Now the Pete's win it back. Brown finds Duick. He has three Raiders all around him, though. What's he going to do? He cuts to the forehand, gets a shot off. Just wide of the net, though. Jean-Luc Moreau-Hernandez laid the shoulder in a little bit, but no harm, no foul. Now the puck goes down into the Pete's zone again. Toussignon, Dunford pushes him off the puck perfectly. Dowdy within his own zone. Now he gets chipped up. And after the Raiders fans were calling for a penalty, it'll be the Raiders going to the box, actually, after that trip. A clear trip. And with 11:28 remaining, the Raiders are not in the position they want to be in, although they have scored their only goal of the game shorthanded. So we'll see how that strategy pays off. It's a bold strategy. 11:28 remaining in this fourth period. Third period, of course, and the Petes are up 4-1. The faceoff coming back into the Raider zone. Fitzgerald battling for it still. And they just win it, trying to get the power play set up, and they do. And now the Raiders win it back and just get it down ice. It's a race for it. Jack Monto racing for it. Poskins. Poskins is up for the challenge for the race, and he gets to it first, and the Peets are on the attack again. Fitzgerald back into the Raider zone. And Evans now behind the net with some time. Head up, finds Fitzgerald at the slot. Baker, backer with it. Puck still in the slot though, just bouncing there. Who wants it? The Raiders, now they clear it out. Good clear too, and they get a full line change from that as a result. Elliott racing for it for the Peets as it goes all the way back into their own zone and they have to regroup. Now Elliott, Aaron pass there. Medeiros takes full advantage. He cuts inside on the power penalty kill again. I was going to say, if they were going to score on the penalty kill again for the second time, I would say their whole strategy is just get in the box. Madero had a beautiful opportunity there, though, to make it a 4-2 game. However, they did not. And there's 1 minute left on the Peets power play as Dalde has it in the neutral zone, racing for it. Dalde still with it. Dalde just taking his time now. The Peets, they shouldn't be in a rush anyways. They just want to bring this one home. The Raiders win it back. Mikhail Ford. He just dumps it down on net, too. Landon White had lots of time to play it, and he does that, leaving it for his defender, although it did not pay off yet, as Dunn for the Raiders keeps it in. And Kai Kekki wins it back and regroups in his own zone. Ryder Evans now. And it's a race for it as it goes deep into the Raiders' zone, and they send it right back down into the Peets' zone, and Kekki's going to be the first one to it. 10 seconds remaining on this power play for the Peets. Nothing doing for the Peets on this power play. Again, the better the scoring opportunities going to the Raiders, actually. Duick, Aaron pass there. Doesn't quite pay off. McIntyre just dumps it just wide of the net. And now it's back into the Raiders zone with time. Dunford cuts it off for the Peets. Good job there. Duick trying to win the puck back, and Duick does just that. Head up ice, looking for something. Finds his man right in the slot. Brood just couldn't control it, but the shot from the point. Good job there by Jean-Luc Moreau-Hernandez to get in the way of it, not let it get on net. 8:58 remaining in the third, and that's an icing. And it'll come back down into the Raiders' zone. 8:56 remaining in the third. You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.